Jim Bovard with us about assassination. The Obama administration has expanded the Bush administration's claim to have a right to kill people, including now American citizens who they deem to be involved in groups attacking the United States, right? That's it in a nutshell.
Right, well, yeah, groups which some U.S. government official says or suspects might eventually attack the U.S. I mean, there are about four or five levels of vagueness built into this. And the thing that backstops all of this is sovereign immunity. If the U.S. government kills some American and it turns out the person wasn't guilty, the chances of the federal officials that did the killing or ordered the killing, there is no chance of them being held liable. It simply doesn't happen in this country.
Oh, of course not. I mean, you can go back to Randy Weaver and his wife being killed while holding the infant. The sniper wasn't disciplined for that. You can go back to Waco and what was done there. The people involved in that, they got promoted. I mean, the FBI agent who shot Joe Schultz in the face on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, nothing happened to him so far as we know.
That's bizarre, yeah. And folks, I mean, it's frustrating that so many folks think that the government's on a leash because it's kind of like, how many times does it have to gnaw your leg before you recognize, maybe it's off the leash?
Mm. Interesting. Nixon White House aide Tom Charles Houston, you're right, explained that the FBI's COINTELPRO program continually stretched its target list, quote, from the kid with a bomb to the kid with a picket sign, and from the kid with a picket sign to the kid with a bumper sticker of the opposing candidate, and you just keep going down the line.
And this is part of the reason why this targeted killing policy is so dangerous, because once it is accepted that the government can label Americans as enemies of the state and kill them with no court niceties, the bureaucratic wish list of targets is going to grow.
Always does. Hey, we have some callers. Here is Dave in Forest Hill. You're on with Jim Bovard and me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just interested and hearing more examples of what you're talking about and who would be on the watch list that you're talking about.
Well, interestingly there, Jim, I mean, the ACLU has been trying to get Uncle Sam, as you say, to disclose the legal standard, right, that it uses.
Yes.
But they refuse.
Yes. The feds have fought tooth and nail to avoid making any disclosure of their standards for putting people on this kill list. And as far as terrorist watch list, if memory serves, there are now more than a million names on the different terrorist watch lists the federal government keeps.
I wonder if Ted Kennedy's name is still on there. Remember, he was stopped five times. You know, and astonishing. No matter what you think of Ted Kennedy, wouldn't you think that TSA workers would recognize him?
Yeah, but the...